We're three's us, there's three of us. We're weird as f***ing, that's our deal. This could go anywhere, so buckle up and three's us, take the wheel.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today before... Mason, what are you?
Mason?
Chinese?
Mason yeah, and... Yeah. before Chinese and... Danny, what are you?
You're itching to fart.
Okay, dearly beloved, we're here before Chinese and itching to fart.
I was expecting
more like noun things. Carrot or like
what are you? What are you? What are you? I would just respond carrot.
Yeah.
Like naturally.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, let's do like a wedding.
That's easy. I know this one. Yeah, carrot.
Yeah. Ooh, me.
Bye,
ooh, me.
Don't get married.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm not even shitting on you, Daniel. I just think that'd be really funny.
Yeah. Welcome to the Thesis Podcast, Daniel. Thank you for really going out on a limb with that one and just asking us what we are at the altar.
An idiot sandwich.
Welcome to the Thesis Podcast, everybody. Before we get into it, I want to give our shout out of the week. This is to Alec.
What up, Alec?
Shout out, Alec.
Alec says, I'm going to visit my friend Sam, who listens to this podcast too, and record some music with him next weekend. We're just silly college kids with a free weekend. I'd love some inspiration for how to get the most out of a recording session. Well, you've come
That's
to the right place.
Sick. Yeah. Shout out, Alec.
Yeah, shout out.
And Sam.
If I were to give some quick inspo, if you're like writing some songs together, right from the soul, but specifically if there's anything that you guys are like, because I think a lot of sessions start with people kind of shooting the shit a little bit, you know, like talk about kind of what's going on in life. take it. And if anything really sticks with you guys, run with it. Doesn't matter what it is.
From the shooting the shit section.
Yes. That's oftentimes a really good way to, I think, get into something if you feel like you don't know what to write about or, you know, how to produce. Also, set a timer if you want to try and, I've been doing that a lot lately, like set a timer if your goal is to like finish something.
Yeah, having like self-imposed restrictions increases creativity, right?
Yeah. Yeah, or like
also
like,
take
yeah.
acid.
Take acid. No.
We can't do that. We can't tell people to take drugs.
Don't do drugs.
Yeah. I'm excited to maybe one day here. What the two of you created? It'd be pretty funny if you like sampled like the Threesis podcast. Oh, that'd be a great podcast to sample.
So Danny's official advice is use a soundbite from one of our podcasts in one of your songs.
Yeah. I hope it's the part where Daniel says, I miss you, Dad. I'd love to meet you.
I miss you, Dad.
I'd love to meet you. Yeah. Oh, that's like the second half of it. It goes, I miss you, Dad, into the first drop, and then it cuts out like four bars later and says, I'd love to meet you. Oh, it'd be so funny.
I don't know what genre you're writing in, but that would be fucking funny.
Oh my gosh.
On a slightly more sincere note, I know Danny's given like songwriting insight before on this podcast, I think, where he talks about writing, like letting yourself write from like a place that is actually quite specific to you without worrying about if it contains general appeal. I feel like sometimes we grow up thinking about pop music as like only generic lyrics like Fix You by Coldplay.
Sure.
But actually what we've seen is that a lot of songs work really well when it is hyper specific to you. So don't be afraid to write stuff that only you could conceivably understand.
Yeah.
You know?
I think there's like there's a novelty to how I think a lot of people can adjacently attach themselves to your experiences through like a similar emotion or feeling. And they can kind of
figure out how that would make you feel.
Yeah.
You know?
And live vicariously through you. But also like, I think it adds more personality to it. Like for me, I get so stoked when I hear something ultra specific in a song and I'm like, whoa, that's like really cool. I like that.
But
and
mostly sampling Daniel.
Yes. Dude, sampling Daniel's the best.
If you take away only one thing.
Daniel.
Sampling Daniel's the best. Alec and Sam are the best. Mm-hmm. And our opening game is going to be That's the Best.
That's the best.
We've been playing it somewhat frequently, and I love it. So the way That's the Best works is each of us take turns describing something, and the only things that the other two of us are allowed to do is agree that that's the best and keep elaborating on why it's the best.
Yeah,
and you're not allowed to be negative, right?
Yeah.
All right,
can I
folks,
start?
Daniel.
Yeah, please start us off.
Yeah. Okay. Don't you guys love it when it's like really windy and you have your jacket on and the wind's behind you and mm-hmm. it just keeps on like putting your hood on for you?
Dude, that's the best. Like,
yeah, dude. That's the best, right? That's the best. It's like you know how like sometimes your parents are like, make sure to bundle up. It's like God is doing that.
Yeah.
It's extra the best. Dude, it's extra the best when you're like lonely as shit because it feels like someone's there to care for you.
Even
if it's annoying.
Yeah.
That's why I like to start acting like a baby so I feel really cared for by the weather. You know? Put your hood on.
Dude, that's
you lose
the
most
best.
Of the heat through your head. That's the best. Oh, dude, you know why else that's the best though? Mm-hmm. Is like I love when I'm wearing a dress and the wind blows it up so everyone can see my panties as well.
Oh yeah. That's the best.
So like I'm usually wearing a hoodie and like over a really flowy dress mm-hmm. and then when the wind gust blows my hoodie over my face I also panty flash the world.
It's like you almost are like coupling the embarrassingness of the hood going up with like the visual appeal of the dress going up and you're like
I'm picturing the like Marilyn Monroe pose but like you can't even see their fucking face because like their hood is like blown all the way over.
Oh, that's great.
Danny, is there anything out there that you think is just the best?
Yeah, dude. Don't you guys love it when you go on a roller coaster and you have like loose items that you don't either put in that little bag like in the front or like
like when you keep it in your pocket?
Yeah. Or like you keep a hat on your head or glasses on your face. Dude, I love that on roller coasters.
It's the best.
Yeah, it is the best.
Especially because you know, like I'm so much of a hoarder, it's like you know, the universe
you
is
need to
telling
get rid
me,
of some stuff.
Yeah, you don't need this anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's the best.
I think that's the best too because I just in general I really love treating roller coasters like they're wishing fountains, wishing wells. And so I just love just chucking shit in there, you know.
Yeah.
Like, who knows? Maybe Medusa at Six Flags is gonna grant me a wish if I just throw my wallet into it, you know.
Yeah, the more money you have, too, the more likely it is to
oh yeah, dude. Yeah. I specifically love doing it with money. Like yeah, I'll just stick like dollar bills in like the folds of my sunglasses and honestly, dude. I'll just hold loose dollar bills in my fucking hands.
You go, woo!
Then I go up and some blow out. That's the fucking best.
Make it rain on a roller coaster. Yeah,
everybody's so happy.
Yeah.
Everybody's so happy. You know what else is the best?
What?
What else?
You know that feeling when like you eat like a food and it just immediately just runs through you and suddenly like at a restaurant, like a romantic dinner, you just have to get up and just go to the bathroom.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Dude, that's the best,
right?
I think it's just a nice, it's your body reminding you that you need some alone time sometimes
from your date.
Yeah. You just gotta take a moment to yourself, you know, and like relax, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Your body's like, you hate this person.
that's the best. It's like when our hero Thanos is like making balance to the world.
Yeah,
you know, it's like balance in our bodies.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah
food
right,
in,
right.
Food out.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and
right.
typically,
so
like,
in this analogy, enjoying your date is like overpopulation.
Yeah. It's also, you know, like I think sometimes when you're on like a really good stretch of dates, you know, you're feeling real good and confident about yourself, and this is just like a really good way to humble you. You know.
Oh yeah, yeah, totally. That's the best,
dude. That
I
is
also
the best.
Like. I think one of the things that's the best about it too is that your date feels like really alone for like an inexplicable period of time to some. Cause I'm shitting my brains out. Right. And then, and then she's like, you know, looking around the restaurant, getting some stares. Like, did he just stand her up?
Yeah,
did he just walk out? You
Dude,
know,
that's the
fucking best.
That's so good. Yeah. I don't know why shitting your brains. Like we were all thinking it, like that's what you're doing. But like for some reason you're like, I'm shitting my brains out. And yeah. That's great. Dude,
you
that's
know what
the
else
best.
Is the best?
What's the best? What?
It's the best when you're like in a work meeting and you don't realize that your camera was on the whole time.
Oh, dude, that's
you're
the best.
You're still like in your jammies. You're not wearing any pants. The best.
Dude, that's the best.
Especially like it's great. Like I love being in my bathrobe as I am right now and just be absolutely shit talking my boss. Like as I'm also not muted in this area. So that's the best.
Yeah.
Just absolutely saying like mean and petty things about each presenter. That's the fucking best. Dude,
it's the best because everybody knows that you know, the best thing you could do is develop a really intimate relationship with your coworkers. And what's better than to give them a look behind the curtain, you know?
Yeah, dude. So they can hear your thoughts. They feel connected.
They can see you at your most unprepared, you know?
You can see what you're working with.
What you're working with. Yeah,
next
yeah.
time I show up to work dressed, they're going to be like, oh my God, I can see how much effort you put in.
Yeah.
I didn't even recognize you at first.
I didn't even recognize you because you weren't naked and being very mean to everybody.
Dude, that is the best. Thank you, Mason, for hosting it. That's the best. That's a really good. I love yes anding our very stupid suggestions.
I just like restrictive games where you're not allowed to have a negative thought.
Yeah. Dude, it's because the fucking best, dude.
It's so unnatural. All right. I want to introduce a segment idea that might be more like something we do in full blown in the future.
Okay.
But
what is this?
Yeah.
I'm just calling it a threesis audit. It's very simple. I'm going to do more of this next time, but like I'm going to go back and listen to like any instance where we said something in a way that wasn't phrased as we wanted, or we were misunderstood, or we said a fact that was wrong, or we made a guess that was really
like
wrong.
That part of the magazine where they like correct errors on previous.
Yeah, it reads like a fact check, except because we're just riffing and nothing we talk about is serious. It's going to be like I'm sort of being a dick to us, fact checking things that are not meant to be fact checked.
So Danny, what did you mean by I'm Hitler Mon? Just tell me.
I only prepared two examples for this and just want to see if you think of anything yourselves or want to riff on it. And also we can see if this is actually a good idea for a segment. But for example, I'm putting my auditor glasses on I've sat you down in like a not like a deposition but like in like a conference room and we need to answer for these things. So I'm picking out corrections, nitpicks, fact checks, and criticisms. I'm going to be unnecessarily uncharitable.
Okay.
Wow. So it would appear in a previous episode within the last three or so, Mason said that prejudice against astrological signs makes less sense than racism. Now, I'm here to correct the record because that's not true. Racism is completely irrational and makes no sense. So it doesn't come from a rational place. So representing it as more rational than astrological sign discrimination was incorrect. So I'm fact checking Mason. We got to put him straight in jail. straight to cancel jail. I didn't mean to imply that racism makes some sense.
Right. Because like you're just saying like you likened discriminating based on astrological sign to discriminating based on other things like race. Right. Whereas
so what the context is that one of our listeners asked us, what do you think of astrological signs? And one of the like things we ended up talking about later on was how like we're cool with it. But like if it reaches a point where you're like not willing to like meet people based on their astrological sign, you're basically just doing prejudice, but for an extra dumb reason. And I said, that's extra dumb. That to me makes even less sense than being racist, which I am clear that that's not good to be racist. But I am sort of implying sloppily that when someone is racist, I'm like, well, it's not completely unreasonable, which is not which is definitely not what I think how. So I thought I would nail myself with this audit. Okay. Got him.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I didn't know when you said you had two examples. I was like, oh, one's for me, one's for Daniel. But it sounds one's for you.
The next one is you, though, Danny.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Danny, I think this was like literally last episode or one before that. But okay. You said that they didn't have closets in 1700s England.
I made
implying,
a big dumb.
Implying that they were invented like 150 years ago. Rooms, small rooms to put things in.
Yeah, you guys did, I think, from what I recall, you guys did let me off the hook a little too much with that in the moment. Yeah.
What was that in reference to?
We were playing,
Idioms. Skeletons in the closet idiom.
Yeah,
and Danny was like, closets, well, I don't think it's too old because they didn't have closets.
I think I visualized closets as like the more modern closet, and I forgot that the iteration of it is just different from how it was back then. Not a lot.
So I picture this segment as like throwing it over to the fact checker, the resident fact checker.
Keep
going.
Yeah.
Dan.
No, I fucked up. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. This is my first apology video I've had to do.
Not enough crying.
Enough crying.
I'm so sorry to everyone I hurt.
I'll do better next
closets,
time.
Closets, in fact, go as far back as 1550 in England. This is to Danny's defense.
Mm-hmm.
They surprisingly weren't invented or like first implemented in recorded history.
Yeah,
they weren't first implemented in the US until the mid 1800s, which is surprisingly late.
Yeah,
and roughly when Danny is talking about. So I found that very surprising.
Yeah,
I'm not citing a source here. I could be completely wrong.
Right,
but this was some Danny Google research.
The article after.
Yeah, Danny hastily edited the Wikipedia.
So this was because like I think my thought process was that the when I think of closets, I think of like a deliberate build out space in a room or a whatever, where it's like this closet behind me, right, was like something that was in the floor plan for this. Whereas like I think of old wardrobes, they're like accessories that you place in a room that hold clothing. So that's why I was like, but this idea has to only have started existing when like homes became a thing that look like modern homes.
Are you saying that homes weren't?
homes are something from like the last 100 years.
No one had so a home for that's them. The only two examples I brought to the party this time.
Yeah.
But just looking forward, we have casual, like, realistic friend conversations that are not fact-based. So we say sloppy shit all the time. And obviously, in a normal context, that's completely okay.
Yeah.
But I'm introducing this segment, so occasionally it will not be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be policing and canceling you. Yeah. So that's what you have to look forward to.
Exciting.
Yeah. Daniel, what did you mean that one episode where you said... I miss you, Dad. I'd love to meet you. What did that mean?
I miss my dad, and I want to meet
him. I'm fact checking this. Daniel does not, in fact, miss his dad.
I only referenced that because of the intro we had for this episode. But yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, it's almost like my who the hell said that shit. But it's like more of a
uncharitable edition.
Yeah, why did you do that? Yeah. I like that.
For a disclaimer, I'm always kidding if I'm being really harsh for no fucking reason.
I've proven that I'm like mildly smart despite my thinking closets started 150 years ago.
we determined that you were kind of right though, right?
In a sense, there is a way Danny somehow may have he might have had that impression due to some fact actually. So, Daniel, I have on my itinerary here written syllable with like the wrong words capitalized. Wrong letters.
Yeah,
so what's going on there?
Yeah, we're playing syllable.
Yeah, baby.
Okay. I don't know if you guys remember, but we played this once before.
Oh, I think I do know what this is. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a game and it's a word game, like many of my games are. And the point of the game is that there are words that change meaning depending on which syllable of the word that you emphasize. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of one really quick that's not on this list. Object.
Yeah.
Object and object, right?
Two different words.
Oh,
yeah.
So, like, words that differ based on emphasis.
Yeah, and then to object is like no.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, if you want another example, butthole and butthole.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I actually just said defer. Which I believe you can defer.
Yeah, defer defer.
But isn't defer spelled differently? Isn't defer D-E-F-E-R?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. You're right.
Sorry.
You're
I didn't mean to
fuck
shit
me.
On
Same
you.
Spirit.
Mason, all right,
we're 0-3
going
on
back to the audit.
Yeah. 205, Mason, you said differ and defer were spelled the same.
It always happens in real time. Now ruins the podcast.
Anyway, sorry. Okay.
So I'm
going
to give y'all a prompt, like a sentence, and it's going to have aspects of both. Like syllables. So I think the one I did for object was like that piece of evidence shouldn't be there. Like
put us in a courtroom, object. But also refer to an object. Yeah.
You're giving us like one single clue that describes both.
Yeah. So here's the first one. Mm-hmm. Are you sure that's how you get the vanilla flavor?
Ooh. Vanilla?
When you're cooking with vanilla, it's usually in the form of
extract.
Extract.
Nice.
I
was like ice cream.
Was like dessert.
Dessert.
Baking.
All right, here's the next one. Hey, I don't think this was fair. I should have won.
Ooh, contest.
Yeah. Contest.
Very nice,
Danny.
Let's go,
baby.
Heck yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
This next one, it's kind of like the same definition, but I am the person that decided to change my belief.
Oh, reform.
Convert.
Yes. Convert.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Here's the next one. I'm going to keep practicing until it's flawless.
Ooh. Perfect.
Yes, perfect.
Yeah,
very nice.
Heck yeah. Nice.
All right. I know I'm not very good yet, but my blinker's on. Will you let me in?
Turn. I'm not good yet, but my blinker's on. So it's like,
don't focus on the blinkers. Okay. Part. Just focus on the not good yet and will you let me in?
Mm.
So the context is like driving a car.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you're not very good is usually when you're starting, right?
Mm hmm.
Oh, permit.
Oh, yes. Permit.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. I was like, novice, no vice.
No vice.
Yeah. It's funny because like when I do that, I don't even change the syllable. I change the pronunciation completely.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Here you go. Hope you like it.
Oh, enjoy.
Here you go. Hope you like it.
Usually on birthdays.
Present.
Yes. Yeah. Present.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Here you
nice.
Go. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Here is the last one.
Okay.
Hey, where'd that banana come from?
Where'd that banana come from? Potassium.
Where do you get them in the grocery store?
Produce produce.
Produce produce.
Nice.
Produce produce.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's funny because like you think about so many words that are clearly not it because it's like how the fuck could
right.
How the fuck could monkey and monkey be like two monkey. Different things?
I was very nearly going to be like appeal. Wait, fuck.
appeal.
The exact same emphasis.
Just say it faster one time.
I actually kind of like I kind of like appeal as like a like appeal. Like how sexy a banana peel can be. Appeal.
Oh, nice. I don't know if we've done this one, but I'm making one up now.
Okay.
Say no to this loser.
Reject this reject.
Reject. Yeah.
Have we done reject reject?
I don't think we have.
Okay, nice.
Put this like piece of cardboard in where it's supposed to be. Or put this piece of cardboard in where it
insert.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Or like cardboard is not right, but like I was trying to do insert.
Nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was syllable.
Yeah,
it's a pretty fun game.
That's a good one. Yeah. It's a great way to end the podcast. Mason's going.
I'm gonna hit this
bong.
Okay.
Strike.
Yeah,
I'm gonna hit this Shrek villain with a gnarly insult.
Farquad in his quads.
with an insult.
Oh wait, no, that doesn't work. Fuck.
Okay. It's the same syllable.
It was fuckwad farquad.
Even the same words.
No, you can cut this one.
It's staying.
It was utterly failed in every way.
I'm gonna use it for a future Threesis audit. Fuckwad farquad. Yeah, I thought it was gonna be like farquad in his quads or something. In his fart quad. Thank you, Daniel. I value your how much you make me smarter as a friend and person. So you make me a smart friend. and with that, that's the end of the Threesis podcast episode for now. Until next week. Daniel, you've said a lot. I don't know. You've said a lot so far. But is there anything else you'd like to say?
I love it.
Okay.
So I don't know all right. We got
that's all right. Yeah.
I love
Daniel has to recover from his bee sting now.
Right on my tongue.
Yeah. Bye, y'all.
Bye.